change it to? Okay, so let's try to stay in the Masechta. And the Yonah the Yoma. So let's look at the Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. Very bottom of Kuf Yud Aleph and Aleph, we have an important Gemara in analyzing the Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim. So the Avoda of the Klal Yisrael is adopted during Yimei Aslichos, the Avoda centers around the Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim. In fact, Rav Solomon quotes in Meiri, I think in the Chibur Atshuva, that much of the avodah of slichos is like a targil, it's like a drill to get ready for the tefillahs of the Yom Ne'irah, the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur itself. And over Yom Kippur, one of the major tefillahs that we have is the tefillah of the Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim. And we repeat it during Ne'ilah, and we repeat it during Kol Nidrei. And we repeated B'Shas Etzoa Sefer Torah. But in fact, the Rebbe used to be very concerned about this, and you find it also discussed in the Aruch HaShulchan, that the Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim were a core part of Tefillah during Shacharis Mincha and Musaf as well. And the reason why the Yom Midas Rachamim are a core part of tefillah is because, as we say in the Tainus, that bris krusa, because Baruch Hu made a bris with Moshe Rabbeinu, that it's a tefillah shein chazeres reikam. So it's one of the most potent tefillahs that we have. This Gemara in Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph points out, begins with Moshe Rabbeinu's taina at the very end of Parshas Shemos. There, Moshe Rabbeinu complains to Rabban Shalom because he did what Kadosh Baruch Hu told him to do, and the sheep becomes stronger. And Kadosh Baruch Hu complains to Moshe Rabbeinu. The very bottom of the last few lines of Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. Kadosh Baruch Hu, we quote the Medrash where Kadosh Baruch Hu complains about Moshe Rabbeinu that the Avos would not meharher achar midos of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'lehirer achar midosai v'le'omer li mashimcha v'ato anu Moshe Rabbeinu amart li mashimcha b'tchila. When we first met, you said mashimcha v'yachshav, and now ato omer li v'atzelo itzaltas amcha. And you sent me in, and you're not coming through. You're not keeping your end of the deal. Because Baruch Hu says, Atos sireh asher esel lefari ba'milchoma, v'milchem es para atoroye. Atos sireh, now you will see. So it sounds good, Atos sireh. So Gemara says, no, Atos sireh is good. Atos means now you'll see. But the Chazal darshan, that it's also a shtach. Atosireh, now you'll see. B'melchem is paroya toroya. V'yat toroya b'melchem is shloshev yachem alachem, but you're not going to see the conquest of Eretz Yisrael. In other words, that at this point he lost out the conquest. He hadn't lost out going into Israel. That Moshe Rabbeinu lost by the Meiriva. But at this point, the Pashtus of the Gemara, is that at this point he lost out on the he would have gone to Eretz Yisrael, but he wouldn't have seen Klal Yisrael. He wouldn't have seen the battles that took place to get rid of all of the indigent kings of Eretz Yisrael. Vayemaher Moshe vayikod artzo vayishtachu. And Moshe Rabbeinu is mekal. He bows down. He is mekal. Mara o Moshe. What did Moshe see? Right. Atosir eh. Now you'll see. Eisachir esel lepari. V'machem is para tov royeh. Mara o Moshe. Chanida ben Gamla Omar. Erech apayim ro. V'rabbonan omri emesro. Chanida ben Gamla says that Moshe Rabbeinu saw the midah of Erech Apayim. And Rabbanan say he saw the midah of Emes. Rashi explains, Emes ra'ah. Now, Moshe v'yikod artzi, he's mekabel. He's mekabel. So Gemara understands he was grateful. He was expressed hakaras hatov. What was hakaras hatov? Because he saw one of the midahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mara all is a midah shall yud gimel midas ra vishtachava. So once these are erchapayim, other emes from midosav shenikra emes in this yarve im this chayvu kliya im hu don oison bedin gomer umir vespal laleim shall yud don oison lefima asayim. Hochi garzinan. Right now, I guess the Sirashi says. The Gemara, the Machlekes of Chanina and Rabbanon is a Machlekes in how to understand the Pasuk Vayimer Moshe Veikod Arzav Yishtachu. Is Moshe Rabbeinu giving Haidah that he witnessed one of the Vidas of the Baruch Hu? Or is he being mispallel? And which Midah did he see which made him be mispallel? Is that? Okay, let's check what it is. Okay, good. So let's not go into this right now. Let's go right to get to see where the Gemara is taking us. Our purpose is right now. Tanya. Kimando Omar Erech Apayim Ro. The Brisa says we have a Brisa that supports that Moshe Rabbeinu saw the meat of Erech Apayim. The Kadosh Baruch Hu was slow to get angry. The Tanya, Kishaola Moshe Lemorim, when Moshe went up, Motzo La Kadosh Baruch Hu Sheyeshev Koyseim Erech Apayim. Omar Lefonov, so Moshe says to Ribono Shel Olam, Erech Apayim Tzadikim. You're slow to get angry at tzaddikim. Omar loy afle rishon. No, even to refer rishon. Omar loy. So Moshe says to Rabbanu Shlom, "Rishon yevedu. Why are you patient? Why are you tolerant of rishon?" Omar le hashta chazisa mai debimboilach. You've now seen what you'll need. Kishechotu Yisrael, when the Jews did an Averis, Omar loy, loy kach omarteli erech apayim tzadikim. So Moshe apparently davened and said erech apayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, but you said erech apayim is only good for tzadikim. Omar lefonav, so Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Ribono shel olam, lo kach amarteli af l'rishon." But didn't you tell me that erech apayim is a midah applied to the rishon as well? Vayinu dechsev, and that's pshad v'yatah. And now yigdal no koyach Hashem ka asher dibarta. All right. When did Moshe Rabbeinu say about Toyik Lelkech Kasher Dibarta? Chedem Ragla. After Chena Meraglim, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Ad ono yinatsuni ha'om hazeh, Vad ono lo yaminu bi, V'chol lo'ozo sh'rasisi b'kirbo. Akena b'dever v'arishen, I'll give it all of them. And I'll make a big nation out of you. V'yimah v'shal Hashem, v'shomu Mitzrayim, ke'elisa v'chaycha ha'asa ha'om hazeh b'kirbo. But Mitzrayim will hear that you took the Jews out. Va'omru el Yoshe va'oretz azos shamu ki ato Hashem mikar va'om hazeh asher ayin bayin nira ato Hashem va'anon cho'im et aleim ha'ud onan atayin l'chufneim yomim avreish loyla, and all the nations will know that you're accompanying, they'll see that you're anane yakovit ve'imato es ha'om hazeh ki ish echad. And you'll destroy them all at once. All the nations will hear. We built the Yecholas Hashem. Lavius Amel Oretz Hashenish Balem Mishchatei Mamidbar. That was his tefillah. There's a very. There's a lot to say, but this tefillah, especially when you get to Sukkos, Moshe Rabbeinu is invoking how the Anonei Akavim protect Klal Yisrael. Not just they protect every family, but because of once a Kadosh Baruch Hu identified himself with the Klal Yisrael with the Anan Yaakovit. And once he identified, the Moshe Rabbeinu said, anything which happens to Klal Yisrael will be a reflection on the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is the argument of Chilul Hashem. That this would be Mechal Shem Shemayim. Right? This is, we discussed last week, Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner's understanding that the most powerful tefillah is a tefillah which argues that whatever bracha we get will ultimately be turned to be kvod shemayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu is arguing the original tefillah, the most powerful tefillah, that it's in the Kadosh Baruch Hu's interest not to destroy Klal Yisrael. The biggest chil Hashem would be Klal Yisrael suffers. That's the tefillah. Then he says v'yato yigdal no koyach Hashem kasher dibarto leimor. What's Yigdal no koyach? Hashem, Erech Apayim, Virav Chesed, No Se Oven Vefeshev Anakei Lanakei, Pokit Oven Ovos Abon Shesh Vabrayim. Selachna Lavoyin of the Kodach Hazecha, as we say, Ovos Lesliches, Lecha Hashem, Vishayim and Hinev Shem Nevar. Right? What is, so we analyze the tefillah, the first part of the tefillah is the argument of don't let a chil Hashem happen. Right? What's Pasuk Yudches? No, what's the tefillah of Pasuk Yudches? Right? Why does he say Yivam Mizrachim now? Because and because he was given this tefillah on Yom Kippur. Right? The Yom Kippur of the second Dibros. What's v'ato yigdal no koyach kasher dibarta lemor? What's yigdal no koyach? What does that mean? No, Arthur. Well, Hashem's koach should. What's that with Hashem's koach? Good. Hashem's koach of Chesed of Rachamim Yigdal No should become great. In other words, should become clear, should become seen. So the second tefillah he's saying it's now is a good time for Kadosh Baruch Hu's Midas of Rachamim to be revealed. Yigdal No Koya. What's Kasher Dibarta? So Pshat of Kasher Dibarta is, like you said in Parshas Kisisa, our Gemara is darshaning Kasher Dibarta the way you said it, not the way I said it. Because the way I said it, I said, Hashem Erech Apayim, let tzaddikim. So if Kadosh Baruch Hu only does my understanding of Erech Apayim, then it only makes sense to be patient with tzaddikim, I'm stuck. So I want to be mispalel kasher dibarta, yigdal no koyach. This mid of Erech Apayim should become greater, more apparent. If you're tolerant and you're patient with tzaddikim, okay, that's one level. A tzaddik makes a mistake, Kadosh Baruch Hu cut some slack. But if you're Erech HaPayim for Rishoyim, that's even a bigger mid Erech HaPayim. So Yigdal no Koyach Asher Dibarta. So Chazal Darshan, that one midah that we argued about, that I was Mamayit, and you were Marba, so now, you told me, I'll need to be Misfalel. Now, Yigdal no Koyach, that Koyach, that I want to be Mitzamtzem, and you want to be Magdal, Yigdal no Koyach Asher Dibarta. Yes, Chazal Rimshad. So Chazal say, that's the pshat. So where did Moshe Rabbeinu see Erech HaPayim? So again, so we would say he saw Erech HaPayim at the Yigdal Mitzrachimim. But apparently, Chazal say that there was some time, Kisho Olam Moshe Lamorim, Motzach Baruch Hu Sheyoshev Koyser. So Chazal understand that's all a reference to Atah Sir'eh. Maybe it's because of the Atah. I don't know. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Atah Sir'eh, now you've seen something. Now you will see, Asher Esel Apar Mechavis, you'll see something. So what meter did he see? So one shot is he saw the meter of Emes. The Baruch Hu said, I'm going to destroy Paro, you'll see I'll destroy Paro. The other meter he saw is, I Moshe Rabbeinu, was questioned the Rabbeinu Shalom. I got terribly censured. I said, Atzelma Yisalta, what came back at me? Bring back the Ovois, right? They weren't Maharacher Midosai. They didn't ask Mashimcha. They didn't have all these questions. They didn't have Munipshuto and Avimelimshat. So Moshe Rabbeinu is now hanging in the wind because he said something, he spoke back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And their Rebbeinu Shalom is censuring. Right? Not a light thing to be censured by the Rebbeinu Shalom, right? So now, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, all right, let's go weiter. Is that Tosireh? Now you will only see, but you'll see something. You'll see great things. You'll see Yitzis Mitzrayim. You'll see Yamsuf. You'll see Midbar. You'll see Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu felt Erech HaPayim. Right? That's why by Yemaher Moshe he called Arutz Yishtach at the same time as he is. I think this is Pshat. At the same time as he is being told that he's getting an onesh, at the same time he saw tremendous gili of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Reminds me of a beautiful vort of Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Charlap. On Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara in Erchin says that on Rosh Hashanah, the Malachim come to Kodesh Baruch Hu and say, why aren't they saying Shira? So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, how can they say Shira? Sifrei Chayim, Sifrei Meizim, Suchim Lefenecha, but Ve'im Amr Shira. So Yaakov Moshe asks, why were the Malachim saying Shira? The Malachim Chap, the din, much more than men, much more than we do. And it's not a tokef. Malachim Yechafezen, Chalorod Yechazen, in the Yem Adin. The Malachim Malay Chap it better than we Chap. We live with, we fool ourselves, little illusions. But the Malachim really chap, what the Emperor did, they get it much more than we do. So why do they think Shira? So Yaakov Moshe says in a Chanami, the Malachim know that the Emperor did, and he knows everything's at stake. But they also see the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you see Malchus, the moment of seeing Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so overwhelming that they can say Shira even though it's a Yom Nerevoya. So this is a similar word. Moshe Rabbeinu just got collapsed. He just got a patch. He got censured by Kadosh Baruch Hu. But he saw a midah of Kadosh Baruch Hu. So seeing a midah of Kadosh Baruch Hu was something so above human endeavor that Yimaher Moshe be called Arz Vishdachu. He went to a din. He got a... But he saw the midah of Chafayim. So see a gila of Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's nothing greater than seeing a midah of Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that might be pshat in this Gemara. Now, however, so this Gemara now points out to us that this posuk v'ato yigdal no koyach Hashem kasher dibarto leimor is Moshe Rabbeinu invoking the Yidgum Yidus HaRachim, specifically Erech HaPayim. But then he goes on to say, Rav Chesed nosi obim kasher. L'ani is daiti, this posuk is the way the Ramban explains it is the mafteyach to understanding the Yud Gimel Yidus HaRachim. What's the biggest kasha
in reciting the 13 minutes of Rachamim as a tefillah. Who's that? That's a halachic question. The Paskei Moshe. The answer to that question is that the Kodesh Baruch Hu identified this as a tefillah. The Kodesh Baruch Hu identified this pasuk as a pasuk when you're learning Chumash, so it's a key in mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But when you use it as a tefillah, then it's a formula for a tefillah that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us. So it doesn't violate Kol Pasuk of Paskei Moshe. If I would be using it as a Pasuk, I would. But I'm using it as a... That's why if a person has to say Slichos privately, so he can't say the Yud Gimel Nisrachamim. Because the Medrash says Nis'atev Kishliach Tzibur. So it's a Tzvila given for the Tzibur. So you can't say it. There's an Eitzah that some Achreinim have to say the whole Pasuk. To say it with a truck. That way you're saying it b'toras limud, not b'toras tefillah. I'm going to ask the question whether if saying it b'toras learning is what it is. What have you accomplished at the end of the tefillah? So I'm not sure what's pshat. But what's the what it, when a Kodesh Baruch Hu says bris krusa lefanai? That this tefillah will always be answered. So what is problematic, what is troubling about this kind of a tefillah? No, what do you say?
It's like a little bit arrogant that we're kind of like had this thing that we could like use on Hashem.
Okay, so if arrogant is the one problem, but what's the philosophical problem?
That we can control, that we somehow can control Hashem, and we kind of can decide what's happening.
Okay. In other words, the way I would say what you're saying is that it looks like it's magic, superstition, it's a formula. You wear a red band and you get protected, right? You say the following formula, poof. So that's not how we understand tefillah. And what would be the significance of having an incantation? Because Baruch Hu said, give you a bris, I give you an incantation. Say this, Chait, Haraglim, say the following Nusach. Very difficult. All right. That's what led to such a difficult idea that we should have a formula tefillah, and it's that led a very popular approach that I don't think is correct, but it is based on the Gemara. The Gemara says, we don't have an our Gemara. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tzayin, with this, the Makor of what we're talking about, the Gemara says, Yasu Lefonai. You know, pointed this out. There's a Hebrew teacher on campus, Mrs. I don't know her married name. Her maiden name is Mrs. Kasha. Who's that?
Kasha
Bender. Okay. So her grandfather was Reb Nachum Mendel Kasha, one of the Gedolei Yisrael. Father also is a huge Talmud Chacham. So he wrote a lot. The sefer that you're most familiar with is
Tarshim.
Right. So in the Torah Shlomo, he points this out. It became a very popular mahalach after he pointed out that the Medrash says Yasu Lefanai. Yasu means do the midas. It's not a tefillah. It's that if a person conducts himself with the midas of Rachamim, bris kerusa. So then Kadosh Baruch Hu will respond. And part of the, and there's certainly an emes to it, because the Gemara says that Oiver al Pesha, Lemi, Sha'oiver al Midas. Because Baruch Hu is easygoing and forgiving for a person who's Oiver al Midas. So there is an emes to it. There certainly is a correct aspect to it. That if a person can turn to Rabbanu Shalom and say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm Oiver al Midas, I let things run off. What was Rachel Imenu's tefillah? Rachel Mavakel Baneh. So what's the Pashtus? Pashtus, Rachel says, I let go. Right? My husband ended up marrying my sister. My sister was going to be terribly embarrassed. I was able to let go. I was able to say, Kesh Baruch Hu. I was able to suffer the offense, the insult of having always having given up so much of my husband. So Kesh Baruch Hu, you also have Rachmanis. That's the tefillah. Then Rachel says to, that's why in the kinos, Tisha B'Av, when the kinos relate the medrash that all of the avim came to the Kodesh Baruch Hu and were not able to prevail upon him, but Rachel got some measure of amnesty of Klal Yisrael. What was pointing out is that if a person can turn to Kodesh Baruch Hu and say that I learned from your midos, and I was oyval midos, and I let things run off, and it wasn't makbid in my covenant, because Baruch Hu was respects it. The Gemara says, the Gemara tells the story of Shoshana, that the Zayin Aleph, I think, Rabbi Yeshua, I think, came to Beis Hamedrash and looked like he was already leaving the world. So I forget one of the other Mayrom, it's the Roshan, the Zayin says takes leave of him. And then Rabbi Yeshua becomes better. So it's a little bit embarrassing. Maybe you took leave of somebody, and then he passed back on the Beis Hamedrash. He's there waiting for your chavrusa the next morning. So I said, I came late. I said, I didn't think after you were here this morning. So anyway, so he says to him, you were right. I was on my way out. The din was against me. But I heard them say that let Rabbi Yeshua, I think Rabbi Yeshua, stay in this world. Why? Because he's an Eiral Midaisa. So Kesh Baruch Hu wasn't makbid his din either. So that's it's certainly an emes. However, it's highly questionable that's pshat in this medrash. Because the medrash, an idea of bris kruso lefanai. Because this Gemara says it's tefillah. Kashet dibarta. Moshe Rabbeinu is discussing Erech HaPayim. It doesn't say that Moshe Rabbeinu himself was Eze Midah Ra. And he's invoking this midah. So the pshat is that it's a tefillah. So how is it a tefillah? Question number two is, how come Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say the tefillah? What happened to Hashem, Hashem, Kael, Erech HaPayim, Erech HaVeemes? He's missing, no? Hashem, Hashem, so some say it's not the midos. It's held up. Huge machleik is how do you count to 13? Kael, okay, some say Kael is not one of the midos. Hashem Hashem Kael Erech Apayim Rav Chesed Be'emes. That's missing. Neitzah Chesed Alofim Neitzah Obin Vefesha Chato. Here's a very important Ramban. And Rashi quotes the Gemara we just learned, Kufir Aleph Amud Aleph. V'derech ha'emes takir b'bnei she'Hashem b'mokam ezeh kosav Aleph Dalet. Okay, we're going to skip this because it's Erech Emes Kabbalah in the first. V'hizkir v'midas Erech HaPayim Rav Chesed. V'lo yizkir Emes, and he mentions Erech HaPayim Rav Chesed. He missed Emes. Ki v'midas Emes yiyu chayovim. Because we wouldn't do well with midas if he said midas Emes. In other words, midas Emes will get us into trouble. Because we spoke ill about Eretz Yisrael. We went against, but Baruch Hu asked us to hold on, to become clearer. V'loi hizkir noitzecheset la'lofim. Why? Ki loy bizchus avos nisfalo Moshe akshav. Now it's a chesed love for me that Kadosh Baruch Hu holds on to the chesed for thousands. The chesed that earlier generations deserved, he holds on to. So that would mean Moshe Rabbeinu would be saying, remember the chesed of the Yovis. Right? That's a chesed love. You hold on to the chesed that you would shower on the Yovis for thousands of generations later. He says he doesn't want to do that. Why? He doesn't have b'schus avos. V'lo yizki b'tfilah zos avom b'shul Yaakov. A klal. After the Cheda Egel, he says, right? Remember the Ovis. He doesn't mention it. Batam. Bavursha Oritz Nitnola Ovis. Umehem Yerushua. Vein Mordim Bavaisom. Vlayucha Fates Matanashlam. Asher Ovis Yiglachim Boma Oin. Vayichyoi Mashin is Batalahem. Vahola Oritz Hazois attain Lazarachem. Vayim Omri Yavshadim Matanazu. How can they mention the Ovis? They were rejecting the gift of the Yovis. How could he say, remember how would you promise their forefathers? Because Baruch will say, I should remember. They're not remembering. They don't remember that I promised their forefathers Eretz Yisrael. Hey, Mordim! So that's going to backfire. And that's what's going to backfire. V'lehizkir chata b'vashelu meizinim u'poishim. And it doesn't say, and you also maintain, you also forgive their shoyeg. V'loyedati, and I don't know, the Rabban says, why did he mention Chanan Racham? Ula yoda Moshe ki adin masuch aleim v'imcha la'olam. Maybe he knew that the Midas Hadin was, they're facing the Midas Hadin, and the Midah of Chanan Racham was not going to be helpful. L'cheinu b'keish rak arichas apayim shelo yimisam k'ish echad v'lo yishchten b'tzom ha'mid v'shimusu v'ageifa u'b'avur shelo. Right, so all he asked for, he focused on erich apayim. Let's talk about it. He focused on erich apayim. U'b'avur shelo b'keish atan erichas apayim o'molo salachte ikin v'recha she'ei lehem erich apayim v'rav chesed. And Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Salachti kin verecha." I'll give the mechila as you requested. Now I'm not sure whether Ramban is saying because he only asked erech apayim, therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu answered him, or the Ramban is saying, because he only asked for Erech HaPayim, therefore he only got Erech HaPayim. In other words, that generation died. They died slowly. That ended over 40 years. Right? Kid Varecha. Ki kol anoshim royim, v'inasa v'si. Without going into the particulars of the Chet Amiraglim and Moshe Rabbeinu Tfila, what do you see from the psukim, the way the Ramban interprets it? Is it a formula? Is it a magic formula? Is it a magic bullet? No. Not at all. Now, as you see that the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim is supposed to be thought through. Is this going to be, is this the right midah to sort of request? Or how can I measure up in order to be able to ask for this midah? So you see a yisod. This is, for me, this is the most important idea of this Ramban. Is that you see that the Ramban is pointing out from the Chumash that the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim are tefila, but they're tefila the cheshbon. It's not a magic form of 13 midos. Say it, bang. No, it's make a cheshbon. Does it make sense for me to ask for Neitzah Chesed Alafim? Does it make sense for me to ask? Right. That's what we mentioned is often discussed that that hispalel is the word that we use to daven. The hispalel is reflexive. Hispael is always reflexive, and palal means to judge. So his tefillah is always a self-judging event. I'm always asking myself, does it make sense what I'm asking for? Am I roy for this tefillah? How can I become roy? How can I say this in an appropriate way? That's why, that's one of the reasons why tefillah is potent. That's why tefillah is a way person grows. Because they're not just saying words, they're always thinking, how can I be marbe? We discussed last week, marbe kvoy shvayim. That's why I explained that Rosh Hashanah, it's never mentioned in Chumash that Rosh Hashanah is Yom Adin. What's Rosh Hashanah called in Chumash? Yom Trua and Yom Zichron. Trua and Yom Zichron. We all say, Yom Zichron is that. What's Yom Zichron? The Rashi says, day of Tefillah. The day that we are mazkir ourselves to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The day that we use the Shofar to daven for ourselves. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is a day of Tefillah, we understand that a day of Tefillah is a day of Din. If we come to the Ribbono Shel Olam, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want one day for davening, I'm going to give you one day. So what happens? We have one day for davening. Then you think very hard. What do you have to daven for? What do you need? Are you ready to daven? So Memela, we go through a process of din. Kadosh Baruch Hu phrases the Yom HaDin as a Yom Tefillah, because it's not that much different. All right, so what are we pointing out? We're pointing out that the Yod Gimel Midas HaRachamim, which is the core tefillah for Yom Kippur, because on Yom Kippur, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us that tefillah. Yom Kippur became a Yom Slichu Mechila, together with a Yom Tefillah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said at the second Dibros, I'm forgiving you, I'm giving Dibros again, and I'm being megalit to you this tefillah, these midas. Alright? So, that's why the Rav felt very strongly that it's so important to put the midas harachamim back in the davening. So in yeshiva we say slichos, because it's so essential to the day. And the Aruch Shulchan points out that just like we have slichos in Kol Nidre and Ne'ilah, so we always have slichos in Shachris, Mincha, and Maariv. So have Shachris, Mincha, and Musaf. But over time, what happened was that the piyutim that when said in between the slichos, so they were different for every community. So nobody bothered publishing a machzer with slichos because it was very different. So they just had a little line, now say your slichos. But little lines get lost. Right? You still see a vestige of slichos and musaf. After Eila Ezkira, right? After the Asur Haruga, no, after the Avoda. After the Avoda, before the Asur Malchus, you have many paragraphs, and we'll skip it. And if you look at those paragraphs, many of them look like slichos. And they were probably slichos, with the 30 minutes of Racham repeated, and probably the Asur Haruga Malchus was one of the last of the slichos. That's what's left. But the other areas of Daniel, they were excised. And that's why these days, the days leading up to Yom Kippur, are days of saying slichos, and the Miri says, because we would just come, start Kol Nidre night, bang, start saying Hashem, Hashem, Klavach, Mechanun, so we wouldn't be ready to misfollow. Because the invoking of the Midas HaRachamim is first one has to make a cheshbon. So we don't make cheshbonos because we don't. What do we know about the midas? We're going to start saying this midas is good, this midas is not good. We say all the midas, but we try to see how we fit into the midas, how the midas understand the midas. Yeah, we can say before that. Okay, good. So that's why I think this Ramban is a mafteach to understanding the Midas themselves. Now, we can take this a step deeper. What's the one tefillah that is that Moshe Rabbeinu does express explicitly? Now, think about our slichos. Our slichos are we begin every slicha with a few psukim, right? And then we say kirachim v'albanim, right? And then we say this pasuk kasher nasal mizem zayim sham neemar v'yir meshem slachti kid v'recha, right? Then, after that, we say a paragraph. Apparently, the paragraph of piety that we say is supposed to relate back to the psukim that we said right before when we opened up the section. Every slicha, the structure is psukim. They are supposed to announce the theme for the next slicha. I find it often very difficult to see that. But that's what's supposed to happen. And then you say the kirachim ulbanim, then this pasuk, then you say the payet, and then you say the yigumi disarachman. Right? So the way it's supposed to work is I say my tefillah, and then at the end of my tefillah, I express the 13 disarachman. Right? Now, this is not a rai, obviously, because we're going back to Chumash, but I'm saying, but I think that that is all based on what's happening over here. For your Moshe Hashem, this is Moshe Menu's tefillah. Right? Until now, it's Vayom Ishul Achim did not rush from the Shuv Mitzrayim. Vayom Kodesh Delimor Arisa Shavarnu Ba. Ach Hashem Al Timroidu. Vayom Kol Eidet. Right. So then, Vayom Hashem. This is the Onesh. And now Moshe Rabbeinu starts this tefillah. And he davens till here. What's his tefillah? Nope. What's his tefillah? Chil Hashem. Right. So v'ata, now I articulated my tefillah. V'ata, and now yigdal no koyach, Kadosh Baruch Hu should show erech apayim in grand ways, and invokes the yud gimel midas harachamim. Right. So first he says his tefillah. Right. He says to Baruch Shalom, we have. We're at a crossroads over here. You want to destroy us and leave me. If you destroy us and leave me, right? Then the covenant of Hashem will be minimized. I'm going to suggest a way, Yigdal Nakayach, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu's covenant will be enhanced. What's that? Erech Apayim. Through Erech Apayim. I can't say that your midah of havtocha to the Ovos is going to be enhanced if you cut a slack there. Because they're not keeping the havtocha of the Ovos. Right. I can't say that the midah of nosei chato will be enhanced because they're doing a chato. Nosei ovi mefesha, yeah. The midah that Kadosh Baruch Hu was tolerant of even a merit, that'll be enhanced. Right, erech apayim will be enhanced. Chanan erachum, he says, I don't know why chanan erachum is not being expressed over here. Maybe he knew it just wasn't going to happen. Lo yimchol. Kadosh Baruch Hu was not going to. Chanan v'rachum, I think what the Ramban means that Kadosh Baruch Hu's rachum, merciful, chanan is gracious. Right. So perhaps, I think what the Ramban is saying is, Moshe Rabbeinu knew he wasn't getting total mechila. That wasn't going to happen. So the midah of Chana Merachim was not going to be exemplified over here. There was going to be a din. Din matuach lefneim. So whatever is going to happen is not going to show Chana Merachim. So he says, I'm not going to mislip on that tefillah. But again, what do you see? What's the tefillah then? The tefillah is that if you, that I'm being mispalel, that your midah should be revealed. I'm being mispalel. I'm being mispalel that a Kodesh Baruch Hu's midos of Erech HaPaim should be revealed. They will see that we rebelled against you. We rebelled against Eretz Yisrael. That we deserved to cleave the Alpha Kodesh Baruch Hu's now. Erech HaPaim. Erech HaPaim, Lanias Daiti. Lanias Erech HaPaim is not simply that patience. Right? L'chor is not simply patience. Because when Moshe Rabbeinu says for tzaddikim, what's pshat in being patient with tzaddikim and not with rishon? Tzaddik does a chait, be patient. If a rishon does a chait, better not. What's hezbar dover? No. Gemara says, "Call me Shem, Kadosh Baruch Hu vatu and inu l'toye." Person says, "Kadosh Baruch Hu is willing to let things go." No, it's a mistake. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not willing to let things go, but Kadosh Baruch Hu is willing to have faith in a person. Erech HaPaim means when you're patient with somebody else. So sometimes it means that you let things go. The guy did a terrible thing, right? And that's called an oyver al midosa. Erech HaPayim means that give a person more and more chance. That means that the relationship is more important to me than getting angry. I'm still going to get angry. It's okay, right? It's more important to me to maintain this friendship than it is to be upset with what they're happening. So Erech HaPayim, Ani is Dayit, Erech HaPayim means that when we spell to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yaakov said that there is so much good and positive, so let that happen. Let it be present. Don't let it go. Vayevin Hashem ba'onon v'yisasim v'sham v'yikro b'shem Hashem v'yav Hashem l'pona v'yikro. He gave him the midos, right? V'yemosham v'yikon arzim v'yishtachu. And this is the bris, right? Let's take one step further. Ve'echal Moshe, Moshe's tefillah. Ve'yomer, Lom Hashem yechre abchem amechem. Asher etzisom me'eretz Yisrael koyach gadol v'yad chazaka. Lom yomer b'mitzrayim le'mor b'roitz yom zechor li'avom zil Yisrael. Right? Because Baruch Hu wants to destroy us. Hanichali v'yichar api b'hem. Let me get angry with them. V'achalei v'ases cholin going on. I'll destroy them. V'yinochem Hashem al ha'rosh yudim al ha'sas ne'amba. Right, so Yud Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel. That was the tefillah that Kadosh Baruch Hu was makabel. Very rarely see such a stark kabbalah tefillah. What are the essential parts of the tefillah? Loma yecher abcha, loma yer mitzrayim, zechol yer mitzrayim. No.
Same.
No. Okay. Which part of zechil Hashem? Okay, so your base is clear. Loma Yer Mitzrayim. Why should they say Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out to kill us? Right? That's a Chil Hashem. He did Nisan. Eser Makos, Kriyas Yamsov, just to get them out and wipe them out. Bizarre. Right? People couldn't understand Kadosh Baruch Hu's own. No, what else do you have? Zechol Yavam, Zechusavos, right? Now, and what's the third tefillah? Loma Hashem Yechar Abcha V'Yamcha Asher Yitzetzim Eretzim V'Koyach L'Aviyah Chazaka. What's the shot there? Why should you get angry at the people that you did V'Koyach God? No, what's the shot in the...
Is
that? It
possibly
bases a parish. I don't know. I mean, I see what you're saying. Could be. Why get angry at the people that you took out of Mitzrayim? I mean, it could be. Love me. Could be another approach. Is it independent? Was that? The bris he made with us. B'koyach gadol u'b'yod chazaka. Loma yechre. Ba'amcha shem ritzei sov erif Mitzrayim. So let's hold for a moment, just to finish up. We know that the Ramban said that part of the Midas HaRachamim is notes of chesed alofim. Right? We also know that part of the Midas HaRachamim are Shuv Mecharein HaPecha Erech HaPayim. Right? And we also, this was the tefillah that brought Moshe Rabbeinu to say the 13 mitzvot which he did say. And this was part of the tefillah that Moshe Rabbeinu skipped then. So, Lanias Daiti, what's happening is that Moshe Rabbeinu formulated a three-part tefillah. The last part is Chos Oves. The middle part is Chil Hashem. The first, I would suggest, is that Kadosh Baruch Hu, you yourself haven't invested so much. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you've created a situation where you could be megala yourself to Klal Yisrael. So loma yechrach, why would you want to give up on the people that you're so invested? Why would you want to lose that investment? Why would you want, again, it could be just another angle of Chil Hashem. Could be. It could be, these could all be different angles of Shavut Li'ovais, bizarre action, opportunities to Mekad Hashem Shem that are lost. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's successful tefillah. And we know for sure that part of this tefillah can be reformulated in the midas of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu. And we know that because when Moshe Rabbeinu appealed at a different time, different place, he selected the arguments that made sense over here, and he chose the midos that represented that. So I'm wondering whether that is the aside of the whole tefillah. In other words, Moshe, the whole tefillah is HaKadosh Baruch saying that, but Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah is, that's tefillah. Rav Chaim Volozhin is tefillah. How can I be mispalel for greater kvod malchus? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to give you midas harachamim. And whenever you can invoke the midas harachamim, whenever you can be mispalel for greater erech apayim, for greater chesed, for greater racham, for greater chanun, so ein chizayz reka. Give you mispalel for kvod shemayim. And Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching us, it doesn't just mean more kvod shemayim. No, it means that you think through and say, this, what I need, how can I thread this through, this meat of a Kadosh Baruch? I need Klal Yisrael to be saved. If it makes sense that by saving Klal Yisrael, various midos will become emphasized, it will be Yidon Lokoyach, that's a tefillah. So Kadosh Baruch was teaching Moshe Rabbeinu the same tefillah that you made. I'll show you that can be tefillah deris. You made a tefillah chil Hashem. You made a tefillah shvul avos. It's not just shvul avos. It's nois v'chezel alofim. It's that when you keep a shvul for the avos, you're being megal nizmina. Be mispalo than a megal nizmina. So that's, I think, the yisoid of the 30 minutes of racham. And that's when we practice now, and not just practice, we mispalo. It's for us to come to mind that Rachum Achanan, and it means we would not deserve a certain Yeshua, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midah, Rachum Achanan will become Megula. Davka, because we don't deserve it. Right? Nesach Hesed Alofim, this Yeshua, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will become more known as that I am a descendant of obviously Yaakov. That's the thing of the Mahalach. That's the Yisrael. Okay.
So Moshe Rabbeinu knew that it wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
He just wanted it to be.